Creativity is an addiction. It does horrible things to our mind, body, and soul, but at the same time, we're always celebrating in victory of that creativity. Right now, more than ever, during these COVID days, businesses need to get back to work. We need your creativity. If you are dented, if you're dinged, and you're saying, no, I'm not participating anymore, we need to reshape that thought, because the only way we're going to get back on our feet again is through creativity. Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. So turn it into a tool. This is Arrow Unplugged. All I can say is I'm so glad that there aren't any cameras inside this studio. I mean, the thing that I do before this microphone even comes on, the stretching, the yawning, the vocalizing, ba 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 ba. Yeah. And do you mind if I have a sip of water here? Regular conversations. You know, if we were sipping on coffee, sitting across from each other, we'd be doing the same thing. Probably having a, I don't know, would you be eating breakfast, like some oatmeal or anything like that? I eat sauerkraut in the morning. I do. Every day. And of course, you know, those that really get into probiotics and stuff like that are going, yeah, man, you rock. Go for the probiotics. But the real story behind it is 100% based on COVID-19, because they said that, you know, one of the first things that goes is your taste and your smell. So every morning when I get up, the first thing I do, I check out my taste. I mean, if I can't taste sauerkraut, we got a problem. We got a problem. So if you want to grab yourself a cup of coffee, if you want to grab yourself like a Coke or anything like that, please do. And don't feel like that you have to be so, you know, focused in on what's going on, because we're just having a conversation. That's what all of this is about. It's about just talking. That's it. Just talking. How are you doing? Are you doing better? Yeah. It's kind of a freaky world right now, and I think we need each other. I think we do. And in knowing that, then we've got to lean on each other, and we've got to be transparent with each other and go through some junk together. And when we go through that, then you know that this relationship was authentic. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Choice. This is what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day. And boy, I'll tell you what, one look at that sky this morning, it looks like it could actually turn into a brilliant day. Oh, I love it when the sun first comes up over the Carolinas. I'm about 500 feet away from the lake. I'm looking through the trees right now. These trees were planted here in 1997. We replenished the forest with 1,700 trees because, man, the acid rain, it was just really making the land look bad. So we planted the trees. And so when I look out the studio window every day, and I must be 25 feet up. I'm way up above because we're built out over a hill. And, I mean, these trees are pretty tall. And we just sit here and look at each other all day. I look at the trees. Those are my kids, man. I put them in the ground when they were just like maybe 3 or 4 inch seedlings. My kids are out there. You feeling good? I'm feeling pretty good too. But I'll tell you what though, something kind of weird happened. I was writing this morning, and before I write, I'm going to be very honest with you, and I don't want to upset you, but I pray before I write. And in that prayer this morning, the word visionary came into play. It did. And this is exactly what I said: to reach out not as visionaries. That's what was in the prayer: to reach out not as visionaries. You know, the one thing that we have to understand is that a visionary is not a destination. Dictionary.com says that a person with original ideas about what the future will be like is a visionary. And boy, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of that going on right now. A lot of people that are saying things like, well, you know, the pandemic will be over once the election is over. Or people that tried to make the prediction that Donald Trump will peacefully leave office. And here's the one that I always have to kind of step back and go, oh God, please quit saying this. And it's a pretty harsh one, but we hear it all the time. If you follow God's word, your life is going to change forever. How many people's lives did not change? And I'm not knocking it. I mean, as unfitting as it sounds, there's a huge difference between following and leading. You know, showing up versus activation. Now, I'm a person who very proudly says that I live in the presence of now. Mindfully, that is my life and my style. I live that every day. It is my discipline to live in the presence of now. I'm one who will stand back away from people who think they're visionaries, who will say, this is going to happen to you if. And I'll sit there and go, you can't write that. You can't say that. If this is going to happen, I mean, look at what happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, man, they're going to win the Super Bowl. They had the best season ever. And they get in the playoffs and that's it. See what I mean? It's almost like we are addicted to false visions. Now, some people will say, well, no, I got hope. I got faith. Visionaries lean into human habit and they make forecasts. They see what's going on and say, okay, hey, This is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm seeing. I totally get it. I totally get it. I don't have to jump into that vat, though. I really don't have to. You know, it's one of those things like the financial world. They depend on consumer spending to make their predictions. But does that make them visionaries? Some people may say yes. Now, I love me some Taylor Swift. I really do. I really do. But was Taylor Swift really a music phenomenon or the product of a great promotion? I think she's incredible. I think she's a better writer now and a better performer than what she ever was today because she's in control. But my question is, was Taylor Swift really a music phenomenon or the product of great promotion? Being in the right place at the right time, tapping into someone else's vision. Yeah, tapping into someone else's vision. That's a tough walk for me. Because it took me 36 years of a radio career to realize it wasn't my radio career. I had nothing to do with it. Everything that I did, all the success stories, was because someone else told me what to do, how to do it, when to be there, when not to be there. It was their career. And you have to ask that during these COVID-19 days where we're discovering ourselves, is that when you get back into shape and you start making things happen again, who's going to be in control? The goal is you. You need to be the president and CEO of Me Incorporated. Living in the presence of now. Don't try to forecast the future. Live in what's going on now and become a part of the future. I'm Arrow, and that's what I was writing while the sun was waking up on a brilliant new day.